Mr. Otis Williams of The Temptations. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Oh, my pleasure. How you doing?
I am doing great, and everyone here in town is so excited to see you guys out at the Capitol 4th concert on July 4th. I know we have a big lineup this year, right? We have the Beach Boys. I think Jimmy Buffett's going to be there. And then, of course, you, the last surviving member of Temptations. What can we hear Temptations-wise? What songs are we going to hear?
Well, they only want us to do a very abbreviated amount of time, so we got to try and select something that our fans will really appreciate. Naturally, I would imagine Ain't Too Proud to Beg and My Girl. But I was told they wanted us to just to do a limited amount of time, because of so many acts on the show. But we're going to be Temptations, so however, whatever we do, it'll be us.
Awesome. Well, everyone will be singing along to those. Remind our listeners who's with you in the group now, because obviously Dennis Edwards passed away just recently. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
And we actually, he joined us on air before that happened. So sad to see him go. Who's performing with you?
Well, two of the guys that's been with me for over 20 years, Ron Tyson. He's been in the group for about 30, almost 40 years. Terry Weeks has been with me for over 20 years. And then we have two new guys, Larry Braggs and Willie Green. So they're the two new guys. And so they have been doing a marvelous job of helping to carry on the stead of the Temptations.
Awesome. Remind me how you met David Ruffin to begin with, and how you guys actually formed there back in the early Motown days. How did that actually come together?
Well, I'll give you a very abbreviated because to get into detail, it can be quite lengthy. But, you know, David lived and I lived in the same neighborhood. He was a noted solo artist, as well as my group was known for what we were doing. And he just said one day, after hearing about how good we were in and around Detroit, he wanted to join the Temptations, which I was happy that he could. And that's when David joined Eddie Kendricks, Paul Williams, Melvin Franklin, and myself. And that's the origin of the classic Temptations. And, you know, we were at the right place at the right time. You know, Detroit, Michigan, Motown starting back during the 60s. And we were there with Mr. Gordy, and we recorded around, you know, 8 or 9 singles before we got the Way You Do the Things You Do, which, you know, set us off to becoming known for having hit after hit after hit.
I love that one. When you can rhyme candle and handle, you're good to go.
That's what I said. I told Smokey.
Of course you told Smokey. Why do you think My Girl, take me back to when you guys were actually recording that one. Did you have any idea it was going to blow up like that? Or, you know, just take me into when you guys were actually recording that one.
Well, when Smokey presented My Girl to us, you know, at first, you know, because Smokey is such a noted songwriter and producer, you know, so you don't turn down nothing that Smokey Robinson bring to you to sing. And so when he brought My Girl to us, at first we said, okay, it's a great sounding song, you know, but I think the magic happened aside from when we put our voices on, when the strings and horns were added, the great Paul Reiser added the strings and horns to My Girl. And I went into the studio, in the control room, rather, and Smokey was sitting at the console, and I said, man, I don't know how big a record this is going to become, but I really think it's going to be huge. And at the end of December 1964, February 1965, we got a telegram from Mr. Gordy and the Beatles congratulating us about having a number one record and sold over 1 million copies. And that was, we were at the Apollo in February of 1965, so we've been rolling even more so ever since then.
And My Girl is such a smooth, suave song. It, you know, it just takes its time, Stephen. But then Ain't Too Proud to Beg just charges out of the gate. I know you want to leave. Like, how'd you decide that we're going to go in that direction for that one, and we're going to hit it hard right from the start of that song?
Well, I have to give credit to the late, great Norman Whitfield. Norman and I we grew up together in Detroit. You know, he used to be part of Popcorn Wild and the Mohawks, and my group was Otis Williams in the Distance. So I knew he was a noted little tambourine player. So to know Norman from being a tambourine player to become a very noted producer, you know, and he would come by my house and he said, Otis, listen to this, what you think? So when he brought the track to Ain't Too Proud to Beg, I was knocked out, you know, over because the track was so earthy and funky and what have you. And the funny part about Ain't Too Proud to Beg was when David Ruffin, after we had put the background down, we said, all right, David, it's your turn to go down and put the lead on. And the key was a little bit high for David. But so we were in the control room, you know, urging him on. Come on, Ruffin, you can do it. You can do it. And he was singing it, and we had to take it in spots, you know, places and what have you. And David, when he came out of the control room sweating and his glasses was all sideways, you know, it was something that I always remember and brought a lot of laughter to us. So we had some fun doing Ain't You Proud to Be.
Well, we had some fun listening to it. One more question about of your guys' career. Explain how you guys evolved as you got into, you know, into the 70s with, and you brought in Dennis Edwards and, you know, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, and then even like Ball of Confusion. You guys are really, I mean, that still holds up today with some of the social commentary. So talk about how you guys were able to, you know, some staying power and evolve as a group rather than just the, you know, the old Motown sound that we love, but you were able to grow and change with the times.
Yeah, well, you know, that is the wonderfulness of having five guys that can sing most anything. Norman Whitfield knew that, as well as Smokey, you know, and, you know, like I've always told people, the one thing that's constant in life is change. And at that time, you know, with the political aspect of what was happening during the 60s and 70s, and here come Norman bringing us songs like Cloud Nine, Runaway Child, Ball of Confusion. And, in fact, even when we do Ball of Confusion, which we still do, that song is over 40 years old, but it's so apropos to what's happening in the world today. So it was like Norman and Barrett was, you know, they could see into the future in the sense of lyrically, because I listened at the lyrics. I said, man, there's still craziness going on in the world. And that song was number one record and over 40 years old.
And it's always going to be timeless. All right. Well, in closing, the Kennedy Center has the Temptations musical, Ain't Too Proud. We had the cast in here yesterday interviewing them about the Kennedy Center show. You know, the Young Bucks performing, you guys. But I wanted to know how involved you were with putting that show together and if you've seen it yet.
Oh, I saw it up in Berkeley, and then last night, because I'm still here in D.C., and I was mesmerized because they're doing such a great job. I didn't have any hand in picking them. I have to give credit to Tom Halsey, Ira Pittleman, and Dez Mackinoff, because they were the brain thrust behind, you know, assembling everybody. But I sat down with the guys up in Berkeley, and I gave them the little nuances and the things that the temps were noted for. And they came to my room at 7 in the evening. They didn't leave my room until 1 o'clock the next morning, sitting there asking me all kind of questions. What make the Temps do this? Why did y'all do this? How did you do this? So, and I told the one that's playing David Ruffin, I said, well, if you really want to capture close to David Ruffin, David was known for throwing the microphone up in the air, turning around, dropping to his knees and grabbing it as it would come down. The next time I saw Ephraim, he was doing just that. So they were clinging to every little thing that I could tell them about the classic Temps.
That's great. What do you want people to take away when they come to the Kennedy Center and they see the musical? What do you want them to take away about your guys' career? Because obviously in shows, you got to have conflict. You got to, you know, the ups and downs. That's like any musical. But what do you want them to take away from the Temptations?
Well, you know, I want them to take away from the thing that I was being interviewed earlier, that the guy said, oh, this, you know, when I saw the play last night, people will live vicariously through you guys, you know, because at the time that we were going through, a lot of people were growing up right along with us. He said, when I sat there and saw the show, it made me think back about what I was doing and what was happening in the world. So I'd like for them to take with them that, you know, it's all relative, even though we are up on stage doing what we do. But we still have the same thing of life like a lot of people do. And I'd like for them to take that with, like, wow, I can really relate to the Temps. Or some of the things that they saw that we went through, they were quite surprised. So that's the element of a good show, when you can take away with you wonderful memories and wild, sad times. But then again, that's what life is all about. And these guys are doing a wonderful job of portraying us.
Awesome. Well, everyone, come check out the musical Ain't Too Proud at the Kennedy Center. And then also definitely come check out A Capital Fourth on Wednesday, July 4th. Otis Williams, thank you so much for taking the time. It was an honor.
Well, thank you. My pleasure.